Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was born in a small town. And I live in a small town.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Adam Levin is our guest, our good friend, author of Swiped, How to Protect Yourself in a World Full of Scammers, Fishers, and Identity Thieves. He's the founder of Cyber Scout. AdamLevin.com, L-A-V-I-N.com is his website. Adam, thank you again for being here and for giving us a great report on what do we need to do to protect ourselves from the cyber bad guys. There are two or three things here I want to make sure we talk about that you point out in your book and in your work lately. Shop with credit. Don't use a debit card. Use a credit card. Tell us why.
Yeah. First, remember, with a credit card, it's their money. With a debit card, it's your money. And right. Even though debit cards are moving more towards zero liability policies like credit cards do, that still is connected to your bank account, and they still could take money out of your bank account. The bank could, or block it for a period of time if it's investigating a complaint that possibly the transaction was fraudulent.
Mm-hmm.
With a credit card, you have a number of days, actually a couple months, frankly, to review everything and then get back and absolutely confirm that it was your
mm-hmm.
transaction or not.
Mm-hmm.
So always use somebody else's money, not yours.
Absolutely. I use a credit card that becomes a debit card later on in the transaction. Yeah, I get the best of both
worlds.
Well,
you can do that, or you can treat your credit card as if it's a debit card.
Yeah. Yeah, that's basically what I do. Yeah, with this, it's a PayPal account. All right, so let's move over. I love this part, which I've been practicing now for 20 years. Don't overshare on social media. Tell us what that means.
Oh yeah, well, people have a tendency to share every morsel of their lives on social media, and particularly when they're on vacation. And just keep in mind the fact when you tell somebody where you are, de facto, you're telling them where you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a website that was dedicated toward this situation. When the folks became aware of it, they would call it pleaserobme.com.
Right.
Because people said, oh, we're away, we're all away, the whole family's away, we boarded the dog.
We'll be back for two weeks.
Yeah. And combine that with, oh, look what I just got for the holidays. Don't you love my car, this beautiful work of art, this fantastic electronic thing?
I love my new stuff so much I hated to leave it and go on vacation for 3 weeks.
That's it. Now you're telling them what you got, where you got it, and how much it's going to cost to haul it away, basically.
So in the spectrum of oversharing on social media, I am right on the very bottom of that list. Nobody will ever accuse me of oversharing on social media.
That's a good thing, but many people in my family are not on the bottom of that list, and it makes me crazy. And what I say to them is, remember something else, too. A lot of the information that you post on social media turn out to be answers to the security questions that you set up with various websites.
Exactly.
So if you're going to overshare and people just can't help themselves, then when it comes to those security questions, lie like a superhero.
Right. So another one is, and this is really important, because more people are using their, increasingly every day, people who, especially if they don't have a job, they don't even have a computer. They do everything on a smartphone. And so you've got to protect your mobile device, don't you?
Very important to protect your mobile device. And use like a six-digit PIN number as opposed to four. It makes it, again, by degrees, much more difficult in order to break in. So have one that's creative, not 1111111
or PIN number
9876. you know,
a password.
Or if you have an opportunity to use a word, don't use password. People have a tendency to do that, and they also have a tendency to share PIN numbers across their universe of different websites for different functions. That's not a good idea. And it's also important not to save the user ID for any particular app you have on your phone on the phone. Mm-hmm. It's also a very good idea not to put information like your family social security numbers on the phone in the event someone gets their hands on the phone. The phone has become sort of like the personal traveling safety box.
And please don't text your credit card number and all your other stuff to anybody. I don't even email that stuff to people. In fact, if the people you want to do business with will say, okay, for this next part, let me call you and I'll get the number from you. I don't even email it. I don't text it. Folks, you've got to protect that information, and you're better off making a phone call and giving them the information on the phone.
No, and remember, there's a new thing now. When you go to different medical providers, they say, hey, in order to speed you through the registration process, because we know how much you hate sitting there filling out a clipboard, we're just going to send you a blank medical history form. Just fill it out and email it back to us. And it's like, what? That's not what you should be doing.
Exactly. Hey, Adam, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, my friend.
Can I have your email address, please?
11AK.
I mean your website. That was funny.
On my website.
AdamLevin.com. That's his website. And the book is called Swipe. I encourage you to check it out. You see how smart he is. The book is smarter. Thanks, Adam. Come back soon. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.